The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a big party show on Channel 94.1.
Well, it is a record year for homeowners filing protests when it comes to their property valuations. Omaha World Herald's reporting that Douglas County taxpayers filed just over 6,600 property tax valuation protests this year, and that's a new record. Now, the number of protests is up. It still represents a small amount, 3%. Of the 220,000 real estate parcels in Douglas County. So it's a small number when you look at the big picture, but that's a lot of protests people sending back. And we knew that that was going to be happening. There have been so many problems, and they tried to have, like, you know, town halls and public meetings.
Oh, my God. What a disaster.
Yeah. So almost 5,200 of those came from homeowners. So it's homeowners, any kind of property owners, but 5,200 of those over 6,000 came from private owners. We'll find out what ends up happening. You had the end of June to file your deadline or to file your protest. That was the deadline. State Senator Bob Crist is leaving the Republican Party to become an independent just in time to possibly run for governor. The Omaha lawmaker says he's tired of partisan fights between Republicans and Democrats. Crist would avoid facing Governor Pete Ricketts in the primary if he ran as an independent.
I'm golfing with our buddy Burke Carr.
When
he's
is
a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser Monday or something. Maybe it's the announcement party.
Yeah.
At Deer Creek.
Oh, fun.
Players Club.
Deer Creek. Nice.
Yeah. I think that that's probably, I mean, the unicameral is supposed to be, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're not, it's whether you're Republican or Democrat, it's supposed to be, you know, party blind in that way.
It's all across the country though now, man. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just lockstep, both sides. And they're not, you know, you don't even talk, you take grief if you talk to each other. Not necessarily on our local level, but definitely you hear those stories at DC. They don't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
You get in trouble if you talk. You know,
this
you don't have drinks, they don't meet. And,
yeah. I think this year was a really tough year down at the unicameral. That was sort of the buzz that I got, was that it was a really gridlock, which we not normally are. People, you're right. Like, people here tend to be a little bit more bipartisan and just like, hey, I'll work with anybody.
Yeah.
Because the Dems here aren't like super, you know, I mean, aren't super liberal. The Republicans aren't necessarily super conservative. I feel like everybody's sort of a moderate. So you can have those conversations. But this year was a tough session. The Nebraska Humane Society is once again overrun with cats, so they're offering free adoptions. Starting today and running through the weekend, all cats 1 year and older are free.
You know, for as much as we promote them, you would think they wouldn't have to be free anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That there would...
I'm with you.
Devaluing our advertising. We keep plugging them, and they keep being free.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because cats keep making more kittens.
Yeah. Well, we should also follow it with a please spay and neuter your cats.
Yes.
And they do that there. And, mm-hmm. you know, I maybe these are a bunch of strays, maybe.
That's the thing. It's the feral cat population. You know, somebody's like, hey, I came home and I found a cat underneath my porch and she had a litter of kittens. I'm coming your way and dropping them off. I don't know where she came from, but she chose my porch. Under my porch to have her litter. So
we had a kitten in the building yesterday. Oh, he was so awesome.
He liked you.
Yeah, he licked me.
He's
licking on me with his
little sandpaper tongue. Their tongues are so fun. Kittens between 6 months and a year cost $75 to adopt, but all are spayed or neutered, microchipped. They have their shots. Adopters will just have to pay licensing fees, but those 1 year old and older free.
So how much does it cost?
So for a year or older, free. If you want one of the little guys, the kittens, between 6 months and a year, that's $75. But everything's done.
Wow.
Everything's been...
$75 for a cat?
So a one-year-old isn't all cute and cuddly anymore.
Too big to cuddle. They're like toddlers. I mean...
Yeah, they're not
They're
kittens,
lanky.
Though.
I mean, they're not like kittens. Like, they don't... I mean, there's not that moment where you're like, oh my God.
Beauty about cats is that if you do it right, they'll play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll just play all the time until they die. But, you know, if you ignore it, then they become fat on the end of the couch, you know, like humans.
They're really, they're very much, they adapt to their surroundings.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, all spayed and neutered, microchipped, have their shots. So go on out to the Humane Society and check it out. Get a new family friend, furry family friend. A new study says Nebraska has more lovers than fighters. The financial site 24/7 Wall Street has ranked Nebraska in the bottom half of America's most violent and peaceful states list. It looked at the unemployment rate, crime rate, murder rate, median household income. Louisiana is found to be the most violent state, while Vermont is deemed the most peaceful. It was a lot of like the smaller states out east that made the like peaceful Minnesota and then Minnesota in the Midwest. But
Minnesotans are so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So the friendliest people on earth.
So even keeled. The judge, a federal judge, is widening the list of relatives who can open the door for people barred by the Trump travel ban. So there's a U.S. district court judge who ruled yesterday in Hawaii that people from the six Muslim majority countries can enter the U.S. if they have grandparents, aunts or uncles, nieces or nephews, brother-in-laws or sister-in-laws or cousins who are legal residents of the country. Before, it had been a pretty narrow scope, like grandparents weren't included. So the U.S. Supreme Court last month ruled that the administration could block people from Iran, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen and Somalia unless they have a close relationship to a person or entity in the U.S. until they can figure out. The Supreme Court will take it up next session when they start in October. And millions of Americans will be getting a bump on their Social Security. They're going to see about a 2% increase
really?
On their monthly payments.
That's weird. Really?
I know. Yeah. It's an extra $30 a month for the average recipient. That's the projections. But the annual cost of living adjustment, COLA, for Social Security and Medicare Part B will be announced this fall. But over 60 million seniors receive benefits under that program. A lot of people count on that. Fantasy sports betting sites FanDuel and DraftKings are bailing on plans for a merger.
Yeah, they stopped it. They said nope.
They were going to let them do
the
it.
Singularity isn't going to happen there.
I just always thought they were the same company.
I wonder how healthy both of them are doing.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a long time. I mean, I've learned my lesson, man.
It was sort of like you could buy your way in. The amount of money they spent on advertising.
Yeah.
I think it had to have been the biggest advertising push in America.
It was insane.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and it works. I mean, we both tried it.
Yeah. It was on. You'd watch ESPN and the whole, it's like they bought the whole studio.
That was the power of advertising.
Right. I was like, wow.
Like, Party gambles a little bit. I don't mean in a bad way. He knows what he's doing. He goes to Vegas and stuff and knows how to play
have fun.
Like the sports betting.
Yeah.
And I'm a complete moron neophyte. And that pulled me in. That I thought, well, this is kind of fun. It's like, I mean, the brilliant idea of it. I like fantasy hockey. Let's put a little money on it.
Sure.
And I didn't like it. I just got crushed.
I got crushed, too. I just don't.
It's
gotta I don't
be
know.
Rigged somehow.
And so, you know what?
It's
then
not,
I tried.
Though.
I tried it. I tried the FanDuel and won a little bit and then lost. I'm sure they're gaming the algorithm.
That feels like a rig.
They like, pulled me in like a slot machine. Remember, I went big right out of the gate?
Mm-hmm.
I was up like $2,000 or something.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Lost it all. And then I'm like, well, I should try real gambling.
that
none of this fake stuff.
And got killed.
Yeah, totally got killed. You bet.
I should
gambling.
This fake heroin is stupid.
The most gambling I do now when I go to Vegas, and it sounds so pathetic, but I will sit there at that bar in the sports book and watch all the sports and play Keno. That's all I do now.
It's fun.
Anymore.
It's a game.
Just sits there.
It's a game, and I have nothing.
I win thousands.
I have nothing against sports
That's
gambling.
Awesome.
But we just don't understand how FanDuel and DraftKings are not gambling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's weird because it's the whole idea that fantasy is like, you know, this isn't real. It's not really happening. It's not real. So that there.
It's a game of skill and not a game of chance.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's a game of chance, it's gambling.
Yeah, because you're picking. Well, how does that even make sense? You're still picking. You're betting on a particular person to score a lot of points. I don't know.
I know. It's somehow like you can't predict the future, but they're like, no, there's a little bit of. I don't.
Yeah.
Well, the two companies were facing a big fight with the U.S. government over the merger. I mean, they knew it was going to go. It was never going to be an easy sale to get approval.
Yeah.
And I think that they just decided, forget it. The joining forces at this time isn't. They're the two. So FanDuel and DraftKings are the two largest fantasy betting sites.
And they like people who own them. I mean, that are partial owners are like, some of the pro sports teams mm-hmm. have a piece of them.
Yeah.
I never understood that. I'm like, how's that not
and
a conflict?
Forbes came out with their list yesterday, the most valuable sports franchise in the world.
Yeah. Hmm.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it might be a soccer team or something.
Yeah, I was like Manchester United or what's the one over in Spain that...
I thought maybe Chelsea or Real Madrid or whoever Messi plays for.
Dallas Cowboys, huh?
Yes.
How much does it say?
$4.2 billion is their annual ranking. The New York Yankees are second.
Barcelona. He plays for FC Barcelona.
Yeah. I was like, it was Spain somewhere, but I thought for sure those things.
Cowboys, Yankees.
Cowboys, Yankees, and then it goes to soccer. Three soccer clubs round out the top five. Manchester United, Barcelona, and Real Madrid.
Okay.
So it's exactly what we had said. I mean, the rankings are based on the valuations that Forbes has given over the last year. So the New York Yankees, they're second on the list, $3.7 billion. And then the soccer ones, it's just, I mean, they're billion-dollar industries. It's unbelievable.
Lionel Messi's contract was pays him 500 pounds a week.
How much is 500 pounds?
It's like almost $1,000.
A week?
Yeah. That doesn't seem like much. 500 pounds? Yeah.
It's gotta
be more than that.
You said 500 pounds, which is like $1,000.
I mean 500,000 pounds.
Okay. There we go. So like $1 million a week, basically, he's getting.
Oh, man. I need his agent.
The pound
I think that's
is very 6
million.
Strong.
Isn't that 6 million? It's almost 65 million or something like that. I don't know.
Annually,
it's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say annually, it's got to be a lot because that's almost, because the pound is like, it's like $2 to the pound. Like for every pound, it's like, I mean, it depends on the exchange rate, but it's usually about $2.
It's 500,000 pounds a week is what he gets paid.
Good God.
500,000 pounds a week after taxes.
So he's wiping with pounds.
And they had to give him that money so he would
pound
make...
in the pound.
So he would make more money than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, wow.
He was making 365,000 pounds a week.
He's like, no, I need more money. If a small part of you, is looking for a way to live longer, but maybe shortcutting how to do it, here's a great news for you. Sex can do that for you. If you have sex just once a week, it can prolong your life.
Hey, Miley, so just I sound just a little bit less stupid. That's $648,600 U.S. dollars.
Okay.
A week.
A week.
$648,600 a week.
Wow. Would you date him? I would.
Oh.
I'd be like, I'll take it.
I don't know.
What do you want me to do?
Whatever the arrangement, you tell me what you need. I'll certainly get your shirt starched and have dinner on the table. I mean, that's just dumb money.
Yes.
Have dinner on the table.
How do you even spend it? I mean, like, that's always the thing, like, with that. Like, when you're just like, I mean, I suppose you put it away. Because the thing is that at any time when you play sports like that, you could get a terrible career-ending injury. And then what? You're going to go get a job at Kinko's? I mean, it's not... I suppose you're paying for your future, but at the same time, you're like, well, what kind of future are you having? Are you just eating gold foil every day or what? What
comes with that?
Unicorn hair?
Wouldn't change money.
How do you catch up with that? I know.
I mean, it's an unfathomable.
That would be something where you would actually be mad at your family members for not spending. Like, I remember being a little kid and my dad would come home from work and he had just come home from Sam's Club and he'd be mad because we were not drinking the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I know.
He'd have a pallet of Coca-Cola.
Like, come on.
And he'd be like, there's no room in the fridge. He's like, you guys got to drink this Coca-Cola and eat these Cheez-Its. And I remember as a kid kind of laughing like, what a great scenario. I'm in trouble for not consuming Coke and eating Cheez-Its fast enough. It would be like Lionel Messi being like, you guys, start spending this money, okay? What's the deal here?
Or the flip side is Uncle Lionel shows up for Christmas and you get like a crisp 10 in your stocking. You're like, really, Ronaldo?
$10. All right, what was your other story? I'm sorry.
Sex, baby. Sex, you know, people might have been upset because there was like this recent study that said that sex doesn't count as exercise. And everyone's like, oh, man, don't worry about it. Here's the plus side. Sex can give you an even better benefit of prolonging your life. According to results from a small study, they said they compared the length of it all comes down to DNA. And they said that there's something you're more likely to develop premature death if you're not out there getting
it's all about
busy.
those telemares.
Yes.
Telemares is the new verbiage. You'll see the ads on TV where you can send in. They do a DNA test.
Yeah.
And then they tell you what your DNA age is. It's an interesting thing.
Okay, yeah.
Telomeres.
I didn't know how to...
And so, haven't you seen the ad? It shows a guy who's really fit, and it shows his real age and then his telomere age.
Okay.
And he's actually older. You're like, wow, that guy exercises, and...
He's 95.
It's an interesting thing. So they're, like, I guess, learning more stuff on the effect of sex, frequent sex, and how it's reflected in your DNA.
Yeah. So there's no correlation between, you know, necessarily, like, sex and exercise, but they say that this could be something that affects you on, like, I guess, a DNA type of level. I mean, it also comes down to things like stress levels, satisfaction in your relationship, and, you know, happiness. Those are things that are going to probably...
So it's a DNA strand protector called a telomere, and they shorten as you age.
Okay.
So looking at their length, I mean, it's a...
And that's
the
how
shorter
they
your telomere, the more likely you are to develop a degenerative disease and a premature death. It's a predictor.
I should get that done. That'd be interesting to find out, you know.
So ladies, maybe it's not about the length of my size of my hands. It's the size of my telomeres.
That's it.
They're like, Jeff's got really big telomeres. It's going to live like a big, long life.
Yeah, but he's going to live a big, long life with that real small...
Small hands. Small
my hands are huge. Yeah. There's no problem there, Molly. My telomeres are huge.
Hey, I want to give a shout out real quick to a shout out. Sounds silly to my uncle who might be listening, but my uncle Larry Mulligan, and his lovely bride Terry. So they're in town. They're grand rapidians, but they're newlyweds. Newlyweds.
I love that.
Got married last November, but this year, this whole year is the 100th year anniversary of Boys Town. Boys
is
Town,
it really?
In Omaha. With the stamp and like the statues.
100 years, and my uncle Larry, we believe, has the long. He's the boy who was there the longest of any child ever at Boys Town.
Really?
From the age of four, youngest ever until he graduated at the age of 18 from Boys Town. He spent the age of four till 18 at Boys Town. With his three other brothers. So there were four Mulligan brothers that had all gone through Boys Town. Three of them went on to Notre Dame. They're really proud. So they're all back for the 100. There's a bunch of events going on this weekend. There's been stuff all year.
That's neat.
But 100 years of Boys Town.
Isn't that crazy? I remember growing up, and that was the threat in my household. If you're not good or you don't eat your vegetables, we're going to take you to Boys Town and drop you off.
I'd be like, no.
Well, that's what we have always said, that it was sort of a threat later on in the years when we were here.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, Boys Town originally, you know, it's founded in 1917 and it's an orphanage.
Yeah.
So if you look at them historically, they still show a picture of, like, we've seen the gymnasts, the final five.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the pictures, the famous picture of the first five.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first five boys that were at Boys Town. I mean, it was huge for my mom's family. So
that's pretty sweet.
Six kids. When my mom's mom passed away from cancer at the time, there are six kids. The oldest is 13. The youngest is a newborn baby with spinal meningitis who's in the hospital. And it is absolutely, like, you know, tragic.
Oh my gosh.
Carmack McCarthy Irish kind of story.
No kidding.
Six, you know, Irish kids and get raised by, you know, extended family. And then three go off to Boys Town. And then,
that's how that happened. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they really kind of made an exception to squeeze in little 4-year-old Larry.
Oh,
and then my Uncle Don became the mayor of Boys Town. I mean, it's a big deal. Remember the deal of Boys Town? It's, you know, there's the church and everyone taking care of you and host parents. But, you know, back in the day, the spirit was the boys looking after each other.
Right.
So
there
was a mayor. They appointed a mayor of Boys Town. I mean, it was a big deal.
Oh,
like the Mickey Rooney classic. The Mickey Rooney classic. He's trying to become the mayor of Boys Town.
Yeah. I mean, you're the head boy. Everybody's like, you know, goes to you for their stuff. You look out for everyone.
My uncle Don, my uncle Virgil, my uncle Jack, my uncle Larry. And then there's, you guys have met Uncle Bob.
Yes.
Who was
too
young to go to Boys Town.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Bob and my mom, Carol, were raised by family.
Oh, wow.
The Mulligans, so they're here.
So what's the... it's just they're doing a big thing today, I'm sure. 100 years is a long time.
It's this December is the 100th anniversary.
Okay.
I mean, it's the actual, like, birthday of the founding of, I believe it was December 12th, 1917.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was almost even older than that. But think about that. 100 years of Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska. And it is so huge, the amount of endowment that they do worldwide for how many kids.
No, it's...
And it's not just boys anymore. I mean, it's boys
and girls.
And,
you bet.
And all these kids whose lives have been changed. And I know, I feel terrible that when we were raised here, we were little snots that we would kind of do that. Like, don't be bad or you'll get sent to
Boys
Town.
Town.
Right.
You know, the heavy, he's my brother.
Well, the idea was is that in addition to it being an orphanage, I mean, they really took on the hard cases.
But they weren't from us from not eating our peas.
Yeah.
These were kids that might have been troubled that we just didn't realize because they came from a hard home life. I mean, their parents.
It's still like that.
It wasn't their fault.
No, I'm just saying, but there were boys that were like, you know, this was their last chance before jail. I mean, it was like, you can go to Boys Town and they can straighten you out, or you can start, you know.
Teach life skills and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
But the old Father Flanagan, don't give up. There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as a bad boy. And that is such a beautiful, you know, they're trying to work on making him a saint. They sent off the package.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They sent off the package. They're trying to get him canonized.
I guess that'll take forever.
Well, no, but did you hear this? This is interesting. It was in the news earlier this week. The Pope has added a new tier in order to be considered a saint. Before, it used to have to be that you were a martyr or, you know, something. These people now.
Now frequent flyer miles helps.
Right. Apparently, you get your card punched every time you go to church, and you can become a saint on your 10th visit. No, the Pope is offering a new category. It's going to be offering sainthood to people who, quote, offer their life. Like, so it's different than martyrdom. They don't have a persecutor. It's somebody who's like, you know what? I'm going to choose to shed whatever comfort or life, like a Mother Teresa type of deal. But they had such a hard time making Mother Teresa a saint because that wasn't a covered category in the canonization process.
And what Pope Francis, when you can't get in Mother Teresa.
I know. Right. Mother Teresa.
So, no, they did. But I mean, this is the deal. So they've changed it. And it was made earlier this week, and now this is the fourth path. There's martyrdom, a life of heroic virtue, and then the very rare exceptional cases, and now apparently offering of life, which I think that will help Father Flanagan. Because, I mean,
get in there,
he wasn't martyred, you know, but, I mean, he definitely offered up his life.
Well, we always thought our moms would get in there, because they were certainly martyrs.
Oh!
Especially when you didn't help them vacuum.
Ring.
Well, happy
Ring.
100 years.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
That's what I want.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
The 69th annual Emmy Award nominations were unveiled. And it turns out that Saturday Night Live and Westworld are enjoying top billing as the ones with the most nominations. So HBO still comes out on top with the most nominations as a network, followed by Netflix. And then I think the closest network is ABC after that, or NBC.
Do we ever watch the Emmys, though? Like, I feel like Golden Globes are bigger, because Golden Globes award TV shows, too.
Right. I watch the Emmys. I mean, just because a lot of these shows I watch.
I mean, I know it's important for them. It's an industry award.
Right.
It's good for your career.
Well, the thing about the Emmys is that a lot of these big talents are now coming back and doing television. I mean, you've got the Jessica Langs and the Susan Sarandons that are coming back and doing these projects.
Yeah.
Or you've got the Kevin Spacey doing House of Cards, or you've got like Anthony Hopkins doing Westworld. So it's not just some like, I'm sorry, you're just a TV person. A lot of the big film people are coming back to do these projects because they feel like it gives them more creative time. So this is this year, it's Atlanta, Black-ish, Master of None, Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep that have been nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series. And then on the Outstanding Drama Series, Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, House of Cards, Stranger Things, This Is Us, and Westworld. It's kind of cute. I mean, a lot of people are getting nominated from The Handmaid's Tale and Westworld, Stranger Things. That little Millie Bobby got nominated.
Who do you think deserves it?
Millie Bobby.
She's a cute girl.
Plays 11.
Okay, all right.
With the short hair.
It's a tough category she's in. Two women from The Handmaid's Tale, one from Orange is the New Black.
Are the gals from? Is it that Gretchen or what's her name from Handmaid's? The one from Mad Men.
No, she got nominated in, this is the supporting category. She did, that Elizabeth Moss got nominated for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series.
Because I thought she's the one that everyone's saying is
it's ridiculous.
It's the standout that show.
Yeah, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. It's Viola Davis. Claire Foy for The Crown, Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale, Carrie Russell for The Americans, Evan Rachel Wood for Westworld, and Robin Wright for House of Cards. I mean,
all those gals are amazing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But even look at that list. There's only one name on that list that I think of as a TV person, and that's that Claire Foy. All the rest of them are screen actresses that have come back to do stuff.
To do TV stuff. Wow.
So it's kind of interesting. But definitely Netflix. People keep an eye on stuff. The Emmy Awards are going to air in September. September 17th, 7 o'clock on CBS. The host is going to be Stephen Colbert. So I would imagine that they'll probably be a little singing and dancing. The Walking Dead.
I'm sure he's going to sing and dance his way through the whole thing.
More than necessary.
Yeah.
There'll be more singing and dancing from Stephen Colbert than anyone asked.
More than needed. You're like, I don't believe anybody really wanted to see any of this. The one thing that I did notice is that The Walking Dead didn't seem to get any nominations.
Really?
And now they have shut down production on their 8th season. They're filming down in Georgia. A stuntman is in intensive care, critical condition. He suffered a head injury when he fell more than 20 feet on the set and hit a concrete floor.
Ow. Thunk.
And he's...
It's a stuntman.
Stuntman for Walking Dead.
No, he's like in critical condition. He's in serious head injury. They were taking him into the ICU down in Atlanta, but it happened on the set. So The Walking Dead and numerous other shows have, I guess, had some injuries from tragic accidents on sets. It's been like stopping things up. So I guess everybody's holding off to find out how this stunt guy ends up doing. We have tickets.
That'll have
to
massive effects on the industry, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
One moment like that.
Just like CGI.
I mean, crews are like, yeah, why are we even playing with this? I guarantee people will be getting yelled at. Why are we even playing with this, man? CGI it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then, you know, like all these guys that make a living doing stunts, and I'm sure they're like, I like to do stunts. I know the risk. I'm taking the risk. But yeah, then you got to shut down the production and it becomes...
Was he a zombie then or was he just a...
I don't know what part he was playing.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Beyonce is releasing first photos of the twins. We've got Jay-Z tickets actually coming up today. He's going to be coming in concert, but this is his joint production with his wife, the twins, Sir Carter and Rumi. She posted on Instagram with their name saying 1 month old today. And it's this shot of her in like, what, it looks like Mother of Guadalupe type of
mimicking. Right. Something we've seen. Mother of Guadalupe. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
She's going for that sort of like goddess.
She wants to be Queen Bay. She wants to be everything we tell her.
Well, if it's neat, it's supposed to be artistic, like a very cool magazine cover. It's pretty cool, but otherwise it's like...
It's really stylized. I mean, it's not your normal, like, here are pictures of my kids.
Most people hold their two babies and they would be like, holding them like, look at these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hers is still very much like, no.
Look at me.
Look at Bay. Look at Queen Bay.
I just want to troll her on Twitter, but I'm afraid I might.
You should be.
That's pretty cowardly.
Her hive is strong.
Trolling women with their newborn babies, pretty low. That's Trumpish.
You like that, don't you?
Trumpy.
You like that, don't you?
Might.
Better things to troll is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Find someone worthy of your trolling. Like this, Charlie Sheen has allegedly gone vegan. He has decided he's on a health kick. And it's been about 2 weeks. He's on a new vegan diet.
He's battling HIV, right?
Right. But he's been really healthy. His whole thing is that he's trying for a holistic lifestyle.
Is he to try to heal?
Yoga, swimming.
I figured this all would have gone into effect a while ago, right?
You'd think.
It was like a year ago. When was it that he went on the Today Show and said he had AIDS?
Yeah,
I don't even know when. It seemed like forever ago.
I guess his girlfriend is the impetus of this lifestyle change. But hard drugs, he's apparently been clean for years, and excessive booze, those are not included. I mean, he's living the squeaky clean, no meat, no booze, no nothing, doing yoga and swimming. It's very anti-Charlie Sheen lifestyle.
Okay.
Seems like the kind of lifestyle that Charlie Sheen would troll somebody for having, and now he has it.
Does he still have
tiger blood?
The ladies hanging around him, the goddesses or whatever?
Well, the money kind of went away, the whole I have HIV... Kind of dents your Tinder profile.
Mm-hmm.
It was November of 2015 that he went on the Today Show.
Wow, was that long ago?
So almost 2 years ago. Yeah.
What a nutbag.
Matt Lauer. Mm. And he said he was on drugs that had reversed his stuff, remember? And that they debunked that.
Like, that doesn't exist. That's like elephant horn or something somewhere. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.